Dear brothers and sisters, fellow religious and clergy, it is with great joy that we have come to celebrate this Chrism Mass together and renew our commitment to be the body, the love of Christ in Parramatta. For me, it has an added significance since this is my first Holy Week with you as your bishop. The last Chrism Mass that I presided took place in the Diocese of Sale in rural Victoria. At the time, they were expecting a new bishop, and I had to tell them that I was a bishop for rent, not for sale. I don't feel like a bishop for rent here. Happily, I feel very much at home among you. I'd like to thank you for your welcome, support, and partnership with me in the work of sharing the good news. Despite enormous challenges that we face as a church in Western Sydney and in this country, at this critical juncture, we can go forward on a new exodus, trusting in God, walking as pilgrims together, accompanying one another as companions on the journey. We are in a time of pivotal transition, a watershed moment in our history. The ordained ministry used to have an aura of mystique and social stature. Now, if the truth be known, that aura has turned toxic. Instead, Paul's words have come to pass. We have become the spectacle to the world and the refuge in the sight of others. These words don't seem like an exaggeration at all in the lives of the Royal Commission and its impact on the public perception of the Catholic Church and especially its representatives. We clergy can resonate with the sentiments of the Beatles song Yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. Now there is a shadow hanging over me. No wonder many of us long for yesterday. The yesterday when there was a lot more security, even splendor and deference. Suddenly, the temptation to go back to the proverbial good old days is as real for us today as it was for God's people wandering in the wilderness. But as Pope Francis challenges us in the joy of the gospel, it is not time for us to raise our drawbridges. It is not time for us to cling to the triumphalism of pre-modernity. Our time is marked with chaos and the fear of the great unknown. At times, as one prelate remarks, it even feels like we are in a rudderless ship. Nevertheless, it is times not of fearful retreat and disengagement and flight or self-referential pomp, but it is a time of faith and courage as we ministers a call to accompany our people in the new Exodus. The readings this evening embolden us in a time of transition. Isaiah in the first reading announces a message of hope. Hope in time of hopelessness, time of the great exile. In the wake of the destruction of the temple and the temple-based priesthood, he calls the people to a new way of worship and witness. That they themselves, the people, the covenanted people, are to be priests of the Lord and ministers of God, he says. They did not yearn nostalgically for the power and the glory of the past, but exercise that priesthood and enact their call to holiness by way of being attentive to the poor, the vulnerable, the broken. And we see something of that prophetic boldness in Pope Francis and the way he challenges us to discern new ways of living, ministering, and witnessing to the gospel. The church, he insists time and again, must be the church of the poor, the marginalized. We must abandon a culture of comfort and go to the periphery. We must be less of an enclosure for the virtuous and more of an oasis for the weary and the downtrodden. We must die, as it were, to attitudes and practices of exclusion and rise to those of radical love, inclusiveness, and solidarity. We must die, especially as clergy, to a leadership of power, control, and clericalism in order to rise to that diaconia of humble service, the suffering servant of God, exemplified especially at the Last Supper. In the Gospel, Jesus takes up the message of Isaiah and turns it into his own manifesto. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead raised, and the good news proclaimed to the poor. These constitute the messianic signs, the signs that bring about, that inaugurate God's reign of justice and love. And wherever he goes, people experience that inbreaking power of God's reign through his person, through his ministry, his teachings, and his actions. And thus we hear him proclaiming, defending the dignity of the least. We witness him befriending and socializing with tax collectors and sinners. We see him challenging ingrained attitudes of prejudice and exclusion. We even see him breaking social taboos and expanding the boundaries of love. Brothers and sisters, fellow religious and clergy, it has been never so tough to be a Catholic in this country, let alone be a missionary Catholic. You know, even the bare minimum link through the three basic rites of passage appears to be weakening. They are baptism, marriage, and funeral, or otherwise known as hatching, matching, and dispatching. These oils that we are about to consecrate this evening mean that we are a missionary church, a missionary church that soothes, that accompanies, that heals, that strengthens, that restores others. We must never think, or shirk rather, from our call to be that visible sacrament of God's love, even in the midst of diminishment, uncertainty, and despair. And this tough time can be the catalyst for rebirth and transformation. We can only be sure of a new springtime for the church when we are prepared to die to that which is not of Christ, to empty ourselves of all that is contrary to the gospel. As we celebrate this Chrism Mass, let us renew our commitment to pattern ourselves on the Paschal rhythm. Let us commit ourselves to be that church that strengthens the weak, that heals the broken-hearted, that lifts up the fallen, that invites all to the communion of love. May we be like Isaiah for our people during this time. Isaiah, who frames a situation of hopelessness into a vision of hope. May we be strengthened to walk the journey of faith with them, proclaim the message of hope, the signs of the new Kairos, and lead them into the direction of the kingdom. May we enact the rhythm of the Paschal mystery of dying and rising in the pattern of the self-emptying God, who is the Alpha and the Omega, and who brings all things to fulfillment.